going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Barry! What are we doing in the draft? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike and I are in here just amusing ourselves with the chatter that is going on in regards to the Falcons and all the stuff around the National Football League.
Yeah, man, the memes. The memes are flying. I just told Carl, I follow BetMGM, and they got a funny one. They say, breaking, sources say that NFL teams are losing faith in quarterback Shedeur Sanders after finding out none of his teammates went to his birthday party this year. That's a reference to the movie Draft Day, if you didn't see it. The horrible, horrible Kevin Costner film.
Come on, it was realistic.
Please, it was, again, Carl and I, we were not, you were working with, I want to say you were with Cordell, because I was working with Arch at the time. We were at different stations,
sure.
and I hadn't joined the 92.9 yet, but that movie was so bad. Kevin Costner was making the rounds at the Super Bowl when the Broncos played the Seattle.
Promoting it.
In New York City. And even he couldn't even summon the emotion, the energy to even act like he was interested in this movie. He had to go flog at media day.
If you've never seen it, it's about, obviously, it's about a general manager and drafting guys and, you know, the
basically,
perception of what it is.
I'm sorry to cut you off. It's Moneyball for the NFL with a love interest. That's
yes.
basically it.
Yeah. No,
that's how the movie was pitched.
That's good. Yeah. What's that baseball movie I love and everybody hates that we always talk about? Oh, what's it? For the love of the game?
That's so sappy.
Oh,
you
I
like
love
that?
It. I love that movie.
Oh, it's
love
so,
that
but
movie.
It, but it's
that's
so,
a Costner
it's
movie,
very,
too.
Very melodramatic. He
yep.
goes to a no-hitter.
Yep.
Inexplicably being called by Vin Scully and who's
great
the other
movie.
Guy? But anyway, he's playing for the Yankees playing for the Tigers against the Yankees.
He's playing and he's going against right. some of his old teammates. It's just a good movie. Anyways, but it's got that love story element
okay.
to it. Yeah, I think it's was that right? For the love of game or something like
yeah.
that. It's been a many
you're
years.
Such a romantic at heart. I can't believe you like
no,
that.
No, man, look, you got to grab me with something else.
Right.
I do sports every day. I mean, give me a break. You got to give me something else. The fact that you don't think he's going to get the girl or he's going to get her at the end of the movie, added a little something. Speaking of adding something, Derek Carr's injury update. Saints general manager Mickey Loomis confirms that he's got a shoulder issue. And this is why at 9, most people believe that they are going to address this quarterback situation, even though they've got Spencer Rattler there, Mike. Mickey Loomis today declined to address his status for 2025. Not even saying,
really?
Yeah, if Carr is going to be available, quote, we're hoping to get some resolution on his injury soon. Does it sound good for the Saints?
Yeah, man. The meme yesterday, and if you missed it, I think Day-Day, did you see it? Somebody had that blue medical tent that you see on the sidelines and now pops up, and they said, condo for sale, Metairie, Louisiana. $300,000, and it was like, you know, 10 feet by 25 feet, and it said, seller David Carr. Or Derek Carr.
That's great.
Oh.
It is. Yeah, I feel bad for the Saints. Not really. They're in rebuild mode, man. But you know what? Let's
right.
just hope they don't get it right. Seriously.
Actually, one bedroom, one bath, 670 square feet. It's the blue medical tent.
That's funny. let's hope they don't get it right. But that's why people are talking about them.
Do you think we regret that?
Yeah, getting a quarterback. Jameis is now with the Giants.
Yes,
is that right?
We're going eat them W's with the G-men.
Yeah. So they don't even have him there to pick up the slack. All right, man. More on the NFL. Our interview with Charles Davis is on the way in less than 10 minutes. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1. Hey, by the way, what is all – I just – Mike, you know I've been on this for weeks now. What's all the hate? Anonymous NFL assistant coach blasts Shedeur Sanders before the draft. He's not that good. Who was throwing Travis Hunter the ball, y'all?
Yeah, man.
I'm wondering.
Exactly right.
Who was throwing the Heisman Trophy the ball?
With no offensive line.
With no running game. I mean, anonymous coach comes out day before the draft, imagine that, and says there's a toughness that, you know, that doesn't get talked about enough. This is Mike Tomlin talking about him, and he says there's a competitive spirit there. It doesn't get talked about enough. I'm telling you, 21, if he's there, Steelers are going to take him. I know he's very talented, made a lot of plays for his university and his team, but the intangible qualities displayed on the tape were impressive to me. That's Tomlin talking about him. This anonymous assistant coach, Mike, coming out and basically saying he's just not that good.
Yeah, and there were things, remember, that were said. Remember, Deion eventually got in the fray and talked about his son after a few weeks of this negative stuff. Shedeur Sanders, apparently, according to some of these anonymous personnel people, came in, and the perception was they were trying to steer him to a certain team. So he may have been a tad aloof in those 15-minute interview sessions at Indianapolis.
So he wanted to turn some teams off?
So that's the way it was spun by, I think, people representing him.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that was accurate or not, but I saw that on Good Morning Football a few weeks ago, and some teams are saying, yeah, he came in the room and he was just a jerk and didn't want to break down film, and basically, I guess he didn't want to play for you, you know? So I guess he was kind of doing his Ryan Leaf routine, okay? That's the famous, you know, story, which, you know, has become legend, where, you know, they got to come and pick their quarterback, and Bill Polian's kind of figuring out who's it going to be, and Ryan Leaf basically blows off a meeting, and Peyton shows up with, like, a dossier full of questions about the Colts.
That gets your attention. Jerry Jones, by the way, Cowboy fan, says he's working on a pretty substantial trade or trades, but no specifics.
Yes, it's very substantive and substantial, so much so I cannot give you the particulars.
I don't buy any of this.
That's right, Daddy. Don't tell him nothing.
I don't buy any of this. He says they are taking calls from other teams. The Cowboys, obviously, in this draft, who knows where they're going to go. They should go running back. But who knows where they're going to go. Anthony Richardson, Mike, has embraced the quarterback competition with Daniel Jones. I think he could lose his job early in the season. And I'm saying he could lose his job potentially at camp. Right. Let's be honest. I'm talking about Anthony Richardson. Daniel Jones goes in there with nothing to lose. He's looking for a new home. They brought him in to do this, and that's to push the guy they drafted high just a few years ago. But Anthony Richardson saying, I'm looking forward to learn as much as I can from him while we just boost the competitive atmosphere and hopefully we get better. He's taking it on and you know, listen, he's saying the right things, but I'm just saying Daniel Jones could be the starting quarterback of the Colts like that.
I go to the Indy 500 every year, and I got a couple of friends I was just talking to because we're going to tailgate this year, and nobody's more disappointed about it than Colts fans. They thought they had the next Mike Vick.
Mm.
You know, they thought this guy was going to be a rock star, and, you know, they say, you know, you see in one game, you can see the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, and some bad decisions. Everybody in Indianapolis, because, you know, it's kind of a, even though it's a little bit of tech and money banks, you know, it's still a blue-collar town. They were so turned off by him wanting to get a timeout and get off the field. Remember that when he had to go get a breath?
That's right.
It's like, dude, you're the quarterback. That's not how it works. So that threw everybody for a loop. And now he's got to kind of win back. I wonder if he's got to win back. I think he's got to win back some guys in that locker room. But if you said it, Daniel Jones getting, even if we don't respect Daniel Jones, it certainly got his attention right up there in Indy.
Well, he's got more playing time, more NFL experience, and I hope that he's learned from his mistakes. I mean, look, there is a ceiling to Daniel Jones.
Mm.
But he can win you games. And if you're not going to go out there and make mistakes and certainly not take yourself out of a ball game, you know, you got a shot. Meanwhile, Mike, Kansas City, they're working out in Texas. Patrick Mahomes brought all his guys in, wideouts, including the running backs, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown. Injuries kept out Rice and Brown for most of last season. But Mahomes saying right now, everything looks good, man. We're getting guys back healthy. I think the offense has a chance to be really good. The core group will be back in its entirety. Do not count out the Chiefs because they got Wally whooped or Wally mopped in the Super Bowl. Do not think that for one second that the Chiefs are not going to be good again, and probably the AFC still goes through the Chiefs.
They made requisite moves to shore up the offensive line. They'll probably do some more of that and maybe get some more edge, you know, in their defense. They've always made great personnel decisions, and they have to do it at the end of the draft every year. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Eagles were a machine. And they just got after it. And they made Mahomes look pedestrian, just like the Bucs did the first Super Bowl he played in. But that's, you know, and then we write off Mahomes, he wouldn't get back. That's why I just think people get so prisoner of the moment on this. By the way, Rashee Rice took Uber, right?
I hope he did.
I hope he
but,
did.
But, yeah, man, they got weapons, and they always seem to do it kind of like with just average Joes at wide receiver, kind of like retreads. But it will be interesting to see how they get that defense and will the offensive line be a cohesive because, yeah, it was a hot mess.
It really was.
It's amazing that Buffalo couldn't beat him, right? But or the Ravens, I should say.
The Ravens. Again. Yeah, the Ravens should have got him, Mike. I mean, the Bills. The problem is, again, when you've got to go to Kansas City, we just kind of take it for granted. Remember, KC went 2 years ago. They had to go on the road. They won all those games on the road. And everybody said, oh, they can't win on the road. And they got back to a Super Bowl. Last year, again, had home field advantage. Going to Kansas City at that time of the year is just tough, man. And if you're Buffalo or if you're the Ravens and the Ravens had home field and blew it and didn't have an opportunity to move on, you're right, though. They probably should have beat them last year. Hey, 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right. Speaking of the Bills, James Cook, a no-show, Mike. Heading into the final year of his rookie contract, he wants some new money. And the Bills basically took care of everybody. Remember, they paid Josh Allen. They gave him a big extension. James Cook's pretty damn good. I think he's a really good running back. But I think Buffalo's just going to wait this out. But he was a no-show. Speaking of these voluntary workouts and guys showing up, you know, and people being surprised, Kirk Cousins, James Cook, a no-show for Buffalo.
I thought there was audio coming in. That was a dramatic pause. I'm sorry you got me there.
No.
James Cook is underpaid. James Cook is one of the top running backs in the league. And you know me, I'm a big fan of the Cook brothers, although Dalvin kind of fell off a cliff in this production.
He did.
But if you've been watching James, and that's why when we got in that argument about, you know, the MVP battle between Josh Allen does have an amazing weapon who can catch the football and can run, can do everything you want him to do in James Cook.
They didn't use him enough.
Certainly they forgot about him down the stretch in that playoff game.
Yeah.
I had no skin in that game, but I was kind of pulling for those poor Buffalo fans, but they kind of got a little too cute and forgot about James Cook.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, man.
He was dinged up, but even at 80%, he's still good.
No, I thought they should have gone to him a lot more than what they did. We are talking about the NFL draft. Things are starting to kind of just come together as far as the overall picture, and this is kind of it right now. Everybody at the top of the draft is fielding phone calls, but as Diana Rossini said, there are no Robert De Niros at the top of this draft. That's from one head coach, meaning, Mike, where's the premier talent? Listen, I think all three of these teams, if they had a chance, that includes the Titans, who do have the first pick, but they need quarterback. They could take Travis Hunter. It would be a shocker, but not really, because I think he's the best player in the draft. But, Mike, when you talk about the Titans, the Browns, and the Giants, I think outside of Travis Hunter, who else is a lock, right, that you say at the top of this draft? That's why there's so much uncertainty right now.
Well, I mean, like, again, Abdul Carter, but you still got, you know, is he going to be, everyone's kind of chalking him up to be, is he Micah Parsons? I don't think he's that dude. Is he going to be, what are we going to be talking about? I mean, how many guys right now in this draft? That's why I think Daniel Jeremiah nailed it when he said it's kind of like really good guys are going to be at your team for a while, but there might not be dudes that are going to Canton out of this draft. And that's been, his, you know, it's one man's perception because I don't think the NFL knows how to use Travis Hunter. I think we've established that. Cam Ward's supposedly the sixth best quarterback in last year's draft. Abdul Carter certainly looks good. Will Campbell might be the guy that's the most steady as far as offensive tackle, and he's probably going to go to the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, agree. If you're just looking for it's not – it's like when we should have just drafted Penei Sewell. It's just not sexy. Nobody ever talks about the offensive tackles, but that's the guy. Maybe Ashton Gentry's going to be that guy. Depends if he goes to the right team.
Yeah.
There's even a talk, and we'll talk to Charles Davis next segment. He thinks that Jacksonville skunks everybody and takes Gentry to reset that offense with Sunshine.
They do need it. They also need a tight end. That's why Warren, the kid out of Penn State, is potentially talked about by, you know, potentially going to Jacksonville as well. This thing's going to be a lot of fun, man. Tomorrow we're down at Mercedes-Benz again, bringing you all of the action leading into our draft coverage. Tomorrow night live with Wes, Dave, and Mike Conti at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then the post shows as well after the draft is over. Friday, we're at Flowery Branch. Mike, who are we talking to? We don't know. We don't know right now.
I know who I think we're going to be talking to. A guy who's bigger than us.
Yes, he probably will be. I hope he is. But that's going to be a lot of fun, as always, as we'll be up there. I think Andy and Randy will be there, too, by the way, before we're on Friday.
So
full coverage from Flowery Branch. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. Charles Davis, NFL Network, is going to join us. We will break down all of this stuff with him and get his thoughts. He is one of the most detailed guys we know and usually is on top of his game when it comes to these draft picks and has been for many years. Charles Davis is next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to our man Charles Davis, NFL Network analyst. You can see him throughout the NFL Network's coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay. First round coverage starts at Thursday at 8 o'clock, by the way, on NFL Network. Charles, Dukes and Bell, it's so good to have you back on the show. Congratulations, by the way, on all the great things that are happening in your career. But we love talking with you, man, because this time of year is so much fun. I want to start with your opinions about the edge rushers outside of Abdul Carter, because – we don't believe we're going to be able to get him, but what about the guys that are still there for us potentially for the Atlanta Falcons at 15?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see where, you know, do we have a quick run on them at all? Do we have Jalen Walker off the board? Do we have Mykel Williams off the board? Do we have Mike Green off the board? You know, it's going to be that type of a deal. James Pierce at Tennessee is a terrific edge rusher. I'm feeling like he's going to end up somehow getting to the second round. So I don't know what's there. I did my final mock draft, and you know what mock drafts are worth when you put them on paper, right?
I read it. I liked it.
I believe I gave you a defensive tackle.
Yep.
Because we were out of edge rushers, and you got to provide pressure somehow. And Leonard Floyd, he's been awfully consistent. Step up to the mic, do it again, and Derek Harmon comes to town, I believe.
All right, man. And again, it's a name we have not talked about. What do you like about Derek Harmon?
I like his quickness, you know, and I like the fact that when I watch him play, I'm seeing movement up front. I'm seeing all the different rushes put together. I'm seeing determination to get to the quarterback. I see a guy that I just like and I think has improved over his time at Oregon. And it's kind of funny when you start thinking about it. It seems like forever ago, but DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead, I remember doing their games in college and looking at those two, waiting for a huddle to break, looking like it was dinner time. And those two hadn't eaten in a while, you know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, man, who's going to run into that and have to deal with that all the time? Now, Harmon coming from Oregon, that doesn't mean he's going to be exactly like them. But I do think that he's going to be, you know, I just like his game. You know, I'm trying to find my notes here real quick. You guys go ahead with something else. I want to find the notes that I wrote down on him so I can make sure I give it to you the right way.
Listen, Charles, I know it's just so much to take in. And I was saying this the other day, just trying to be on top of stuff with all these different players every year. And you get so much information. It's Charles Davis, guys, from NFL Network joining us. You got
it? Here
we go. What'd you say?
I'll just give you a brief little sample. You know, he's a Michigan State transfer before he went to Oregon. Love his movement skills. Hard to hit at the snap of the ball. Gets upfield with fluidity and power. That's just a couple of the small notes I had on him. That's part of what I like.
So, being a Tennessee guy, listen, are you buying any of this stuff about James Pierce? And you know, he's another guy that potentially might be there for us when you talk about a guy coming off the edge. I don't know where you have him ranked, Charles, but, you know, we've tried to analyze all these different guys. Obviously, the Georgia boys with Jalen and Mikel, but James Pierce, what do you think about him? 6'5", 250-ish? I think he's a player.
He looks the part, doesn't he? I mean, you saw the combine, didn't you? When he just absolutely destroyed the combine. So you're seeing that. You want to see a little bit more consistency in how he gets to the quarterback. He's got to add a little ballast to him. He's about 245, 250 or so. That'll come with time. I'm not worried about that. I just, in talking to people around the league, people that I trust, you know, different scouts and people are like, look, I'm not talking to a ton of them, but I'm not getting the enthusiasm for him at where you are. I get more enthusiasm for him when we start to get from 25 to 32.
Makes sense.
It is Charles Davis with us, guys. The NFL on CBS. Also see his NFL mock draft. And soon, guys, in 2026, the Big Ten on CBS with our buddy Brad Nessler. Congratulations, by the way. Charles.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man, I looked at your draft twice. Hey, bro, I couldn't find Shador Sanders. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't do trades. Okay, I make it very clear. I always just do 1 through 32. And I'm going through it. And I'm finding, where's the landing spot? 2 Cleveland, 3 Giants, 6 Raiders, 9 New Orleans, 21 Pittsburgh. And I opted for other people in those spots. Mm. But I would not be shocked one bit if he went in the top 10, right? If the Giants took him at 3, I wouldn't fall out of my chair. Because you and I both know that this time of year, everyone's lying anyway. So we really don't know. We don't know what their intentions are. But I also wouldn't be surprised at all if we're coming down to Pittsburgh at 21. If that's the decision and Pittsburgh says no, I also wouldn't be surprised someone trade back in. And those teams at the top who didn't take him would be the prime people.
Yep.
Giants, Saints, right? Mm-hmm. Cleveland, right at the top. Don't be surprised if they trade back in. He could very easily leave as a first-round pick. I just didn't have him in there. But I wrote an article recently that I call Pound the Table. These are guys that I really believe in. I think deserve their chance in the NFL. Not everyone's a first-rounder. Not everyone's an undrafted free agent. The first person I put down on my sheet was Shador Sanders. I just think that with everything that how he's grown up, there have been benefits to being a Sanders. And as you guys know, there have been natural barriers to being a Sanders, where people can't wait for you to fail.
Right.
Don't even know you, but they want you to go down the tube so fast.
I know.
And he has grown up with this, and I don't think any of it phases him. I think he is going to be successful. I don't care if he goes first round, fifth round, whatever. I think he's going to be successful. But in this mock draft, I did not have him going.
It is Charles Davis, guys. NFL Network, again, their coverage begins Thursday, 8 o'clock on NFL Network, live in Green Bay. And Charles, this is a deep running back class. Now, we don't need one here in Atlanta. We've got two pretty good running backs.
You got some guys who can do it.
Yeah, yep. But I'm looking at this running back class, and I'm like, Ginty may be a top five overall player in this draft. Do you have him that good?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I think he's that good. And I'll put it to you this way. The way Cleveland plays under Kevin Stefanski, he's good enough to be considered it too. Because the way they play, wanting to control the ball, multiple tight ends, need a big runner, in another draft, he's considered it too. And remember, I screamed to Dave Gettleman for taking Saquon at two? Well, you get him in the right situation, that's a pretty good pick, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? All right. And Saquon in Philadelphia, you would have said two. Why didn't he go one? Instead, when he's with the Giants, everybody's freaking out. Like, Dave, what is Dave Gettleman? That's terrible. That's horrible. Didn't have the line to support it. You get the people that get it done right, you get to see the greatness come out. Ginty is that player in this draft in terms of runners. I think he's good enough to go at two. New England, if they weren't just so abysmal everywhere, they would consider him at four. Jacksonville is where I think the big wild card is right now.
Right.
Because new coach, how he runs offense, what Barkley Irving did for him in Tampa last year, this could be the spot. So if you really want him, guys, the trades tomorrow night might not be for quarterbacks.
Right.
Trades might be for Ginty, and it might be for the tight ends, Warren and Loveland.
Now, we've talked a lot with Charles Davis already about the edge rushers. There's a lot of concern here, and I brought this up last couple of years, Charles. We just don't, for whatever reason, previous regimes too, don't like Georgia Bulldogs. They forget Athens is up the street. And this year, now Jalen Walker likely to be gone. What is your take on Mykal Williams, and should teams be worried about the ankle injury or not?
I think everybody has gone through that one. I've heard the medical has checked out fine. He went through the ankle injuries, come back, he's okay, et cetera. I think like a lot of edge rushers this year or any year, how many times have you looked at an edge rusher and you've heard us talking heads talk about this guy's this and this guy's that, and you punch up his numbers and go, he's got three sacks. Mm-hmm. What are they talking about, right? Chop Robinson had 4.5 sacks last year at Penn State. It worked out.
Right.
Daniil Hunter is a 100 sack player in the NFL.
Right.
Do you know how many sacks he had in his career at LSU?
I'm guessing not many.
four and a half.
Right.
Now, they got him in the third, but still, 4.5 sacks in the third? Traits often develop. Trayvon Walker was a total traits guy. It wasn't numbers, as you guys remember, right, to go number one.
Yeah.
Everybody flipped out because Hutchinson's been very good, and I understand it. You know what else, though? The last 2 years, Trayvon Walker's been a double-digit sack guy. So you've got to grade the flashes,
right,
understand what you're getting, and sometimes those guys are better in terms of numbers in the pros than they were otherwise. And I'm seeing more and more of that all the time. Adafe Owe had zero sacks his senior year at Penn State. So that's all I can tell you. I can't figure it out, but we have a lot of guys like that. Mykal Williams, Jalen Walker isn't a huge sack number guy.
Shamar Stewart, you're right.
Shamar Stewart is not a huge sack number guy. Nick Skirton, his sack numbers fell off from Purdue to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going?
Right. No doubt. You can't always look at that and project how this guy's going to be.
But you know Kirby's guys are always ready, right?
Yeah, on a particular team.
They know how to practice. They know how to play. Yeah. They're pros probably from midway through their freshman year when they figure it all out, how to do things the right way. And the pressure Kirby puts on them in practice, when you go on the road in the SEC, they're almost impervious. They're like, yeah, you guys think 95,000 yelling at us is a big deal? Why don't you get in a closed room with Kirby and see if you can handle that?
Charles, with your DB experience, again, outside of Travis Hunter, because I think he's the number one corner and number one wide receiver in this draft and the best player.
Yes.
Tell me about Will Johnson or Jadae Barron or Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky. These are the three guys we keep talking about that are going to go potentially high in this draft. What do you think about the class as corners?
I think it's a good class. It's not as deep as it normally is, you know? But it's a good class of corners, some really good players in it. And let's just talk about those guys and let's take them in order, okay?
All right.
Will Johnson, very well built, got hurt a little bit this last year, but he is a guy that, like Jalen Ramsey, very confident making plays on the football, and he will go back and get it, okay? So there's times when people want to challenge him with double moves and try and get him that way. I wrote a complete cornerback, has it all, footwork, body control, instincts, aggressiveness. He tackles, makes plays on the football, good hands, might be best overall cornerback in the draft. Hmm. Who else did you have on there?
I had Jude Barron out of Texas.
Oh, yeah. And you also had Mad Max, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Kentucky.
Okay. So let's see. Maxwell Hairston. Not only does he play corner, covers punts, blitzes, tackles, reads, reacts to routes, really good versus out routes from flat-footed reads, athletic to and through the ball, always on the attack. My notes, I'm just reading you pieces of them. I won't give you my war and peace on all of them. And then Jude Barron closes fast, strikes. I love his awareness and ball skills. He sees it, and then he has the confidence to go do it, all right? Sees it so well that it puts him in proper position to have an impact, smooth, tough. You can play him on the corner, and you can play him inside at nickel. And if you like him at safety, you can play him there. I'm playing him on the corner.
Nice. Hey, Charles, before we let you go, because you know, obviously you've been at the combines and you've seen all the workouts, you got all the breakdowns. Some folks have said this is going to be a draft where once you get like to where we're picking all the way through and deep in the second round, it's a lot of the same kind of guys. It's a lot of worker bees. Yeah. If you get it right, you can get good depth, but maybe there's not that superstar in this draft. You buying that?
Yeah, I do. And I think that my colleague Daniel Jeremiah said it really well. You're going to get a lot of starters in this draft, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're getting a lot of all pros. Now, that remains to be seen, as we well know. How many times have we seen drafts and we thought one, and it came out 5 years later? Ooh, it was way different than that, wasn't it?
Right,
so
right.
Let's see these kids develop. The beauty is COVID did nothing good for this world.
Mm-hmm.
But COVID and NIL are keeping kids in school longer in this short-term frame. NIL will now keep kids in school.
Mm.
We're going to get better football players technique-wise, reps-wise, game experience-wise, at least in the short term coming into the NFL, than we were. We were getting redshirt sophomores, 2 years of experience, redshirt juniors, 3 years of experience. We're getting quarterbacks at 13 career starts and going number 4 overall. Last year, the lowest number of starts was somewhere in the 30s of the 6 that went in the top 12. That only helps the game. And I think that's what we're going to continue to get. Everyone who may not like NIL, you know who loves it? The NFL.
It makes
kids
sense.
In school.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense because you get more development and better players coming in.
And the NFL's not paying for it. They like that.
Yeah. No, that's that's absolutely true. Charles, man, congratulations again on all the success. Looking forward to seeing you calling college football and doing all the things when the league starts. But check him out, guys. Thursday, coverage starts at 8 o'clock again and on NFL Network. Lots of stuff happening, and we can't wait to see how it all plays out. Charles Davis, thanks again.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Always great to talk to both of you. Continued success.
Thank you so much.
All right, CD.
All right, man. You heard him. And again, we'll continue to break stuff down as we look at some of these players. We are a day away from the draft. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves win today, by the way, 4-1. They scored 3 in the bottom of the 8th. To take the lead over the Cards, tomorrow's an off day, and then they head to Arizona. But when we come back, Mike, what Terry Fontenot said about trading down in the first round, you'll hear what he said today next.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Braves won today over at Truist Park. For the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, every Sunday from the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant's going to get you up to date on the latest Braves news. This week's show's at 2 o'clock Sunday, 2 p.m., so make sure you tune in. Where are you at, man? What's your gut telling you right now? We've talked to a lot of different dudes. Our buddy Charles Davis just stopped by.
Right.
What's your gut feel right now as we are counting down, Mike? Tomorrow, this time, we'll be at Mercedes-Benz. You may feel different than you do right now, but we were just going through a mock. Mike and I were just talking about, you know, different scenarios because, guys, you don't know what the teams in front of us are going to do or right. Who may move in front of us.
In one of those mocks I just did during a commercial break, this is off PFF. So, again, I know they all vary. You do the best you can to find consistency. But we wanted Mike Green, but he got taken. So the Dolphins went and grabbed him, so we had to go pivot. We took was Nolan from Ole Miss.
Yes. D-tackle.
And then I got Siobhan Revelle, who's coming off an injury from East Carolina as a corner. Got a big D-tackle from Nebraska. And then the rest was just grab bag. Best athlete available, took a center and a wide receiver in the seventh. So, I mean, and again, and now everyone's talking about trading down. Right now, other than Jerry Jones bloviating, we're considering many options. Nobody's talking about any deals getting made. At least maybe tomorrow we'll have something new for you at 2 o'clock
no
about
doubt.
A potential trade.
Yeah, and by the way, a lot of this stuff goes down to the wire because teams are trying to get the most they can. There's no reason to do a deal right now. You know when the deal happens? When there's pressure. All of a sudden, the clock's ticking, Mike. You're potentially, your pick's coming up. Teams have been in contact with you, and now I'm trying to pressure you into trying to do a deal. That changes things. Two days away, that's no pressure. I don't know if I want to do it or not. Let's hear what Terry Fontenot said. Now, let me ask you this. Do you want to, as of right now, you want to trade back, down, up? What do you want to do?
I can trade down, and based on somebody's mocks, get Mykal Williams.
Okay.
If I want Mike Green, I could probably got to stay at 15, and he may be gone too.
Here's Fontenot, Terry Fontenot, our general manager, talking to the media today, answering, you know, a lot of questions. I wish he would have answered more. 30 minutes is not enough, Bass. But Fontenot said this when in regards to trading down in the first round.
It always sounds good, and we're obviously going to look at it. We're going to make the right decision for the team. But you have to have a willing partner. You know, you see sometimes someone will say, well, just trade down here and do this. Well, is somebody going to trade? You know, and that's going to depend on what's still on the board at that time. So what we have to do is when we're on the clock, We have to look at the players that are there and weigh out what we can get in the trade back, if there's an option as a trade back, and just compare that and weigh those things out. So we'll have all those conversations prior to the draft, leading up to it, and make the right decision for the team on the clock. But I always feel like I need to say that sometimes you want to do it and it makes sense, but it's not like on the draft simulator when you can just force the trades and do what you want. You know, this is real life where you have to, but that is something that obviously we'll consider.
No, and like I agree with everything, you know, Terry's talking about, because everybody's having fun. If you're a nerd like me and some of these guys have been doing these draft simulations, he's exactly right. And some of these simulations, you can make ridiculous trades. It would never happen in the real world. You know, it's like a Madden game. But you do need to have a partner. The last time I think it was expressed to us, Carl, they were considering trading down the year we drafted A.J. Terrell, but we couldn't find a partner. I think we were at 16 that year.
And we went corner, and it worked out.
Took the best guy available, and he's a guy that got a second contract, and we believe in him.
You're right. As far as Terry Fontenot today talking about, has this pick been decided? I know, you know, you guys ask us all the time, do they know? I feel like they do internally, but he said, look, we're still looking at all this stuff.
My kids have asked me that question because their teachers at school are asking them who we're drafting, and I'm like, guys, we don't know. You know, we stacking in that way, and you have to feel good about those 15. There's not all the haze never in the born, because you want to continue, just make another call. There's never you want to gather as much information as you can. You want to continue to dig and dig and dig, but you feel good about those 15 names, but we're still going to be watching tape tonight. That's just all a part of it.
Is the hay in the barn, or is it not in the barn?
The hay is in the barn. We believe the hay is in the barn.
Okay, the hay's in the barn?
There could be some hay still outside the barn, but there's not enough room in the barn for the hay. So the hay gets wet.
All right.
And you can't really tie the hay while there's dew on it. I learned that from my father-in-law, the farmer.
Yeah, I heard Terry say that it was in the barn, or not in the barn, and now I'm not sure if it's in the barn or outside the barn. Either way, they're still doing work. I do believe that. Right. I don't think that you just go, all right, we know everything we possibly can. Mike, you could turn on something and go, man, I want to watch that again. And all of a sudden you see something that pops and you go, I didn't see that first time. Man, he's got this or he's got that. You just don't know. But I would guess right now all that information is pretty much finalized. And I do feel like, to his point, he's not saying who they're picking, but you have a real idea. Like, if these three guys are there, this is the guy we're going to go with.
You've got to be able to get the impact player. And this is the one thing we said talking to Charles Davis, and he re-quoted what we talked about a lot from Daniel Jeremiah, his colleague on NFL Network. A lot of good pieces, a lot of depth, maybe not the star. So what should – see, that's another thing. What should a Falcon fan – so we're not all, you know, in our bag on Friday. What is a realistic expectation? Are we going to get a guy – I mean, are we not going to be able to find two tall Jones in this draft, or mean Joe Green? You know, guess Reggie White ain't going to be in this draft, right? So then you get into that second tier. Do you get a guy like a Ryan Kerrigan, who's going to be on your team for 10 years and have a really good career? You know, or that's what I'm hearing from a lot of these experts we've had on the show. So I don't know. Look, guys, I like Mike Green just because I think he fits some of the boxes. And I think that Mikael Williams in time will be that guy, but we're talking about like right now. Or is that too short-sighted, the way you approach this draft? Especially if you're a general manager, Carl, knowing you're on thin ice maybe with the owner.
No. Look, I told you yesterday, he's a day one starter. You need that. I don't need any complications with any particular player that I'm going to draft, Mike, or a learning curve. I need a guy that I can plug and play, and he immediately is going to help our football team. So, as I told you yesterday, look, that's a guy they like, but it doesn't mean they're going to pick him. Walter Nolan's the best interior pass rusher in this draft, defensive tackle, period. Doesn't mean they're going to draft him. But if those guys are on the board, you do have some real choices to make, because you're gonna pass on one or the other. And what is more important? Look, we haven't really talked about this. We weren't great at stopping the run either.
Thank you.
And part of run stop is having the size and the ability inside to do the things you want to do with your interior defensive lineman. Part of that is, again, the growth of Rook, who I feel good about, Mike not so much.
I just haven't seen enough.
Some of the guys that we're talking about that are going to come back, but we don't have enough. So if you're going, well, why in the hell will you draft a defensive tackle, dude? Because we don't have enough.
Guys, look at that rotation. Okay, you got Onyemata and a bunch of those same dudes we've had the last couple of years. And that's why people got mad at me. I just felt that Grady wasn't good in the 3-4. I think
I hate Grady.
I didn't say that. But I just thought that they ran at Grady. They ran. You just touched. You brought it up. You started this.
I hate Grady.
Again, stop it.
It's breaking down what this Falcon defense is and what it isn't. And what it isn't, you've got to fix. And part of the fix is you just don't bypass interior defensive linemen who are game changers, because our number one need is edge. If, hey, this guy can help you in so many different ways, and you're already saying, all right, what are we going to do for Grady? We just don't have enough. So
Taquan Graham, Kentavious Street, Rukurojo, Ro, David Onyema, it's the same dudes. These are the same, to your point, that's the core.
Three of those guys are rotational guys. Who is a stud starter, three-down guy on the field all the time?
Well, Rook better be that guy based on what you did. You took Rook and basically considered he was like, what, just five picks into the second round, one of the top 40 best players in the draft.
Yes. So that's why I continue to talk about a guy like Nolan. It doesn't mean they're going to draft him. I'm just saying, you want to get interior push and pass rush and run stop, that's the dude. If you just simply go, all right, day one starter, I need a difference maker, it's Green. And they both like him. They like both, but that doesn't mean they're going to get them. 404-726-0929. One more thing, real quick, before we move on, Mike. I want you to hear Terry talk about, does this have to be defense? This is what he said today.
Okay.
And I feel like it does. Yeah. You may not.
Well, though, I just think there's a slim chance they can still go offensive tackle.
Okay. Here's Terry answering that question. Does this draft have to be defense?
Well, look, we got to take an impact player. And what usually happens, Mark, just the truth, what usually happens with that is you're going to have players in that category. And when it works out perfect, you have players that are in a high category that fits one of your needs. And so you'd expect with the depth of the draft, then, okay, there's going to be defensive players. But what you can't do at any pick, if this is the category and you're reaching down here for a need and just taking Terry, you got to take this particular player right here. Okay, you can take that player, but if you're dipping down here to take him and reaching, like we were talking about earlier, that's when you make mistakes. And if there's impact players at other positions, we got to make this team better. So we're not going to be afraid to take an impact player off the board and make the team better, regardless of what that pick is.
All right, real quick, Mike. So example, we're just talking about Nolan and Green. Who's more impactful? And that then tips your decision-making. If they were to pick Nolan over Green and everybody lost their mind saying, wait a minute, I thought this guy was the best edge guy, but Nolan was going to be, or they're projecting him to be more impactful, Mike, because of all the things we talked about, run, stop game, interior push, pressures, all the things, then you pick Nolan. And that's what he's talking about. But I still think, regardless of what he's saying here, this draft does have to be about defenses, because what we lack.
Well, I mean, we said this the other day, and a couple of guys were like, what? And we were just throwing some names out there. But if you look at some of these mock drafts, and depending on some of those guys you guys covet, we've talked about, are gone, then you get into a name like Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College, who's going to have a lot of people going, what? Mm-hmm. But you have, because no, I didn't know, you didn't. Well, actually, I did watch him. He did terrorize Florida. Well, everybody terrorized Florida State. Bad example.
But he wasn't a household name.
But he was a 17 sack guy. He was all over the place for BC. So that's a guy that you're not even thinking about. Maybe that's the guy. Another name that comes up, and a guy that, you know, I know you were talking, you kind of like almost made me think Jahad Campbell, if he's not drafted, we might take. Even though we're kind of confused about our linebacker status, where we stand right now.
Kid out of Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got the word from the doctors is he'll be good to go for when camp starts.
Well, Charles Davis just came on, for those of you who missed it, and said that he's hearing that Mike Hill's situation is good. And again, that changes things. Like, the uncertainty of not knowing puts a little bit of a question mark in my mind for some of these guys. But if you're telling me, hey, we've heard that the doctors and everything with his ankle or whatever's going on, he's going to be fine, then Mike Hill's going to end up right where we think he is. He's going to be a top 10, top 15 pick easily in this draft. But if some teams are concerned about it, and if the medicals are fine, then as Charles Davis told us. But yes, to answer your question about Jahi, he is a sideline to sideline guy and arguably the best linebacker in this draft.
I'm just giving you, we're trying to, as we do every year, guys, if you listen to the show, welcome to Dukes and Bell. We cover every single angle, and we will tomorrow as well, live from Mercedes-Benz. What if one of the big tackles like Membu is there? You know, or maybe they got like Josh Simmons from Ohio State high on the board. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this we get into knowing how this general manager is drafted.
I know.
This general manager is always gone for the best guy.
We can't.
Well, then you better have you better make sure that McGarry's protecting our boys' blind side.
One, two, three, four drafts, you've gone offense.
I know.
The last 4 years, you've gone offense. You can't. You got to invest some high draft capital into the defense. That's just where I'm at.
All right.
If they don't do it, Mike, trust me. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are going to feel like I do. They're going to be like, how can you spend all of this on offense again and think that that's the answer when we have the hardest time stopping people and getting quarterbacks off the field?
The only thing, guys, to remember is why a guy hit himself on the text, why are you always talking about trading down? Because we only have three picks in the first 118, guys. We have the first at 15. We have 46. Then we don't pick again until the 118th pick in the fourth round. And there's a lot of good quality that's going to go in that second and third round we should be a part of.
Hey, man, coming up, our man DJ Shockley. You watch him on TV. Does a hell of a job.
Camera loves him.
It does. And, of course, he's a damn good dog. We'll talk to him about the Georgia players as well as what he thinks about the Falcons and what they might do next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.